I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining me now, Dave Isaac, Flyers beat writer for the Courier-Post. Flyers home tonight, New Jersey Devils in town. And this is a game that, at least on paper, features two teams going in opposite directions. Flyers have won four in a row. Devils have lost four straight. When you look at the Flyers, Dave, what's clicking right now? What's allowed them to have this success and surge into third place in the Metro?
Well, they're certainly riding their top line of Claude Giroux, Sean Couturier, and Travis Konecny. That trio has been really good for them recently, and they certainly haven't played a perfect game, but the supplements have come in when they've needed to, whether that means secondary scoring on some nights, goaltending on some nights, strong defensive play on some nights. They've been doing enough to get by, and right now they're in a pretty good spot. They're not in a wild card. They're in one of those top three division spots, and I don't have the standings in front of me, but I believe they're 1 point away from having home ice in the playoffs. So there's still a ways to go before we get into a serious conversation about that, but certainly things looking a lot better for the Flyers now than it seemed a couple months ago.
And like you said, being a top three, home ice, stuff like that. But as far as making the playoffs, are we kind of the point, is there enough body of work here that that making the postseason this season should kind of be an expectation right now?
Yeah, I think so. It's starting to look that way based on their merit. But when you consider what's going on around them, I think that there's an excellent shot of that. It's interesting what else is happening in the Metro, because if you look at last year, I think the Flyers were the first team in history to go on a 10-game winning streak and then not make the playoffs. But when they went on that winning streak, several other teams in the division went on a similar winning streak, if not longer. The Columbus Blue Jackets were one game away from a new record, if memory serves. So when you look at what's going on now, the New York Rangers sending a letter to their fans saying that they're going to be sellers at the deadline. Teams like, as you mentioned, New Jersey has lost four in a row. Carolina's starting to lose. Columbus starting to lose. So they're looking pretty good right now. But the more important thing from their side is that they're playing like a playoff team, because if you only get in based on other teams falling out, then you're just going to get trounced in the first round, and the Flyers are starting to look like a team that might have a shing around for the first time since 2012.
Sean Couturier has been remarkable this season. We all knew how good a defensive forward he was, but the offense has been coming, it's been falling out of the sky this year. What's clicked with him?
Well, I think that some of it is him taking the next step, which sounds like a strange thing to suggest, that there's still development for a guy who's, seventh year in the league, but he's still a young guy. I think he's 24 years old, or just turned 24 or 25, but still by NHL standards, fairly young. And quite frankly, he hasn't had an opportunity like this before. Part of it was him wanting more on his plate. And when the Flyers gave it to him, he really clicked with Claude Giroux. And that happened, I think, day three of training camp, and everybody kind of thought that it was going to be this short-lived experiment, and they haven't been on different lines since that day. So part of it is opportunity, and I think part of it is just him taking another step forward. When you look at some of the things that he's doing, he has this power forward kind of strength that he really didn't show in years past. So good on Sean Couturier for finally putting it all together.
This will be the fourth meeting between the Flyers and Devils this season. Flyers have won two of the first three. What did you take out of those matchups, and how do you see this one breaking down tonight?
Well, I think I wrote before the first meeting of these two teams, they're starting to trend in the right direction in a large picture scale. Not obviously when you look at the playoff picture now, but part of that goes with Nico Hischier and Nolan Patrick being the first and second picks in the draft. I think this is a rivalry on the rise, and some people don't think that ever left, but I think there were some really boring Flyers-Devils games in the last several years, and the way that the Devils play now, they're kind of that run-and-gun style offense. You're going to see a lot more speed than you saw in the late 90s, early 2000s from the Devils, and the Flyers are starting to play a fast game too, so I think that's something to look forward to in the years to come.
Dave Isaac, Courier Post, joining us on Reporters Roundup as we get ready for the Flyers and the Devils tonight at the Center. Dave, if someone wants to check out more of your stuff, what should they do?
can follow me on Twitter at Dave G. Isaac.
Dave, thanks for the time and insight.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.